This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's going to cost Oshkosh taxpayers about $1.5 million to clear the city's water plant intake pipe in Lake Winnebago. The problem was actually discovered back in May by divers. They now estimate that 50 to 75% of the pipe is clogged with muck. As work gets underway, the city has closed portions of Lakeshore Drive to allow equipment to get into Lake Winnebago. 2024 may be a very good year for northeastern Wisconsin manufacturers. They expect increased sales and strong hiring next year. UW Oshkosh's Center for Customized Research did that study. The Common Council has decided that given the need for housing in Oshkosh, they will allow the Red Earth Project to go ahead with four-story rather than three-story apartment buildings. A number of neighbors again voiced their opposition to the project. In the end, the City Council voted 6-1 for the higher apartments. The first phase of the 500-unit project is estimated to cost about $18 million. Page 2, Congressman Glenn Grothman has joined other Republicans in voting for an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. About 700 UW Oshkosh students will do the walk this weekend. It's the mid-year graduation at the Call Sports Center on Saturday. Another free community night is coming up tonight for the celebration of lights. The Oshkosh School District's paraprofessionals say they want more money. The group presented a petition to the school board last night requesting a raise. They're hoping for $3 an hour more. Currently, paraprofessionals in the district's starting wage is a little over $15 an hour. That means they're at the bottom of the district's salary scale. The school also approves naming the Oshkosh West Little Theater for longtime teacher at West, Tom Lynch. And tonight is the annual Christmas Business After Hours at the Waters. The fun begins just after 5 o'clock. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North's boys basketball team remains number 3 in the D1 basketball ratings this week. Lourdes Academy is now number 5 in Division 5 for girls basketball. The Herd lost another game, this one to Indiana, but they're home for two more coming up on Friday and Saturday at the arena. That's the check in Newsworthy for a Thursday. Have a great weekend. We'll be back again next week. We're always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.